Cowboys in the way, Jamie.
Great Scott! I shall need the need for speed.
Cowabunga, dude! You're a wizard, Harry.
Welcome to the When Harry Met Movies podcast.
Hello everyone, welcome to Harry Met Movies podcast. My name's my dad.
Hi Harry, how are you today?
Good.
In the same attire that you always wear.
This is just my standard. I have no love of robes, which are massive.
Robes? How many robes do you want?
Well, I have...
Are you like a king or something?
I have Uzi, and then I have my love like Uzi. But they're way, way too big and heavy to put on my back, so... I like to put a shark blanket on, if you're desperate about sharks.
Why don't you tell us about this? Oh, show.
Basically, Dad showed me from his childhood, slash teenhood, slash adulthood, and we review them. Basically, yeah.
And this week's film isn't really for my childhood. It's one I used to watch a lot growing up.
So I hadn't seen it then.
Yeah, so gone in 60 seconds. So how do we always start the show?
I give Dan a moment to tell the story of
sometimes
the film.
Sometimes I give him you.
Yes.
So I will do this one because next month will be our Pixar month and you're going to do them all.
Yep.
So how many lines are you going to give me to give gone in 60 seconds?
It came out in 2002.
Gone in 60 Seconds is a film about a brother who helps out his... Who... Let me start again. Gone in 60 Seconds is about a brother who is a car thief who's retired and comes out of retirement to help his brother finish a job that he's having to do.
Yeah, basically. I really like this film.
What?
Nothing. I like this film a bit, so...
You do?
It's better than the film we've watched recently, so.
So, some facts. Came out in 2000, it's an hour and 58 minutes long. It was 15th of the year, but budget was 90 million, it took 237 million.
That's not bad.
Mission Impossible 2 was number one for that year, followed by Gladiator, Castaway, What Women Want, and Dinosaur. Any one of them was a sequel, which is quite rare. Usually by this stage, you start getting a lot of sequels in the top five, I've noticed. Nicolas Cage, who plays Memphis Reigns, basically did most of his own stunts in the cars. He actually trained to do the car driver, it's kind of a deal. But the famous car in it, the Eleanor, is his car, but it's his favourite car. But
one which has almost gone killed or something.
Yeah, but one he leaves to the left. Is a Shelby GT500. In the film, there's actually only one of them, and that's the one at the very end that's actually beaten up. The one that he gets, his brother buys him.
Yeah.
That's the actually only genuine one. The others are actually other cars with made to look like it.
Oh, I wonder why he did that.
That was actually owned by somebody, and they had to make it look bad, and then had to put it back.
Imagine, like, yeah, have you seen half the car going? It's just looked like a piece of rubbish.
Atlee plays the guy that works for the bad guy, but it's kind of his friend.
Helpful.
The one who helps, so...
The old guy.
Not the one who's like, who he goes to, but the guy that's always with Kip. Anyway, he was literally cast 2 days before filming, and basically sort of said, oh, you know, when do I get time to practice the script? And they were like, on set. The guy who plays the bad guy, he plays Carl Leitry,
yeah.
Who became Doctor Who.
Don't they watch Doctor Who, so...
He was kind of a doctor as he became famous again. He hates this film.
Does he? Why?
Yeah, he said he didn't. He just did it to get the money, basically. But it's one of the few films where he uses his actual real accent, whereas he often... And he used his accent rather than... Because he's from England. He said that usually whenever you have an English person, he always have like a London accent. So he used his real accent because... He was sick of only ever hearing London people in films. That was kind of a deal about it. So, dive into a part of questions. It'd be interesting to some of the things, won't they? Who would you like to be friends with?
The dog.
Can't have a dog, get off a person.
The old guy, so I can technically have the dog. Funniest moment? I think it's when... I'm trying to think of a funny...
It's what I think it's when Sphinx and...
Who's Sphinx? I can't remember what
the character's called, but Sphinx the one that doesn't talk.
Yeah, when at the end.
And he's got the snake, that one.
Yeah.
And the other guy's just chatting away.
Yeah, I love him. Alex.
Who do you most like to meet?
probably Sphinx, but I want to know why. Because he can talk. We hear him talk at the end. I just want to know why he doesn't talk often. Favourite character? Probably the main character that I really like.
Memphis.
I don't know what his name is.
Astricky, I
think. Is he the guy which is the computer guy?
No, the guy that's like a driving instructor.
Is he like dark skin?
Yeah, that's
it. Yeah, he's like orange desert.
I like him.
You see him, because he goes to like a dealership and he sees the girl next, which he teaches, doesn't he?
Who would you punch?
The bad guy.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I don't think there's...
Would you recommend it? Yes.
Would you pay to see it in the cinema?
Yes. Because imagine like all the...
One more each.
Imagine
what we should be doing here, and it seems to be what we're doing, is you should ask that question to me and I should ask it.
We'll do that now then. Which character would you do with a spin-off of with Dad?
His brother.
Yeah, I can see that.
And his gang sort of trying to do the same.
Yeah, so like where they go.
What changes if this came out today?
Probably the cars.
You think?
Yeah, it'd be like more newer cars, like Teslas or something. Like, or Cybertruck.
Teslas would probably be put into it, I'll give you that. It'd be some sort of...
Like, the Tesla might be the big expensive car, because...
You'd still have the same sort of car for his car, but there would definitely be a point where they reference the fact that they haven't got gas or something. Like, it's an electric car. There'd definitely be some sort of joke regarding that, so that's probably a good show.
Yeah,
Let's talk about Phil.
The old guy sleeping
a bit. Like, you said you enjoyed it, so
cool. I just enjoy it because I'm not a big racing person. I never like racing films, but this film instantly got me hooked near the beginning. Could you see a three gang members and they rob a car and they just crash through a window?
Well, I like the bit where he goes, they're looking at the car and he goes, I'm going to go get me tool.
Yeah.
And he goes to the car and opens his boot and picks up a brick. And one of them goes, that's not a tool, that's a brick. And he just chucks it out the window.
It's technically a tool, if I use it.
So the guy who plays Kip, the brother, he's also in Friends. I can never say his name, so I haven't even wrote it down, his real name.
Try and pronounce it.
I haven't wrote it down. But he's I like him as an actor, I think he's a really good actor.
Dad, professional here.
Excuse me. Oh yeah, you're always dead professional.
Yeah, with my one outfit.
Was that to keep consistency in case I need to edit different podcasts together? No, it's not.
Stitch them together one day.
I
have web things.
What else do you enjoy?
I just liked how the content of him, they have 24 hours, is it? Like,
he's got 24 hours to do the job in, yeah.
And he's just got to go rob cars.
It's kind of a little bit like a Ocean's 11 heist type.
Yeah.
There's not a twist, but as in, like, it's all about the planning of it and stuff, and it's quite... And obviously there's a logic to what they're doing instead of trying to he literally says we're going to heist them, we're just going to do it all in one go, because their logic is that when the police get onto them, by the time they've got onto them, they're going to go far into it, they're not going to catch up.
But they already knew about it from the... But two cops, are they cops or investigators? They catch on, but then they realise. That's why I like a drive instructor, because he's about to rob a car, isn't it? And then he tells them, don't watch out, they might be watching like certain locations.
Yeah,
the key's dirty, is what it says. Yeah, and then he's like, oh my god, my wife's got a baby. This is not even my car, this is not my car. It's like...
Yeah, they have like...
Joke.
Basically, they have keys to specific cars, and there's no other way of getting into a car, even with their skill set, there's not. So they need the digital codes. Of the keys, so they just get copies of the keys basically. But the guy grasses them up to the police.
Or snitch. Snitches get stitches. Just like that, yes.
What?
Snitches get stitches, you know. He's gonna end up with so many stitches on his body, you know that.
But maybe it's just because he doesn't want to go to jail. Which is.
Yeah, you still get food and bed, so. Mm. Better stitches on your body then.
But yeah,
I just like
how I like the whole set of it. I like the fact that there's this his younger brother's trying to do the same sort of thing.
Yeah, like his younger brother got all like younger gang and then the older. But I was thinking that the younger gang would show how the old gang that they were better doing it, but then the old gang shows that they're better.
Yeah, well, the new gang have got like the younger gang have got stuff like they can hack into the databases.
Yeah.
And they get the digital codes and stuff for the garages and stuff, and they get. The fingerprints that they can, instead of having gloves, they get
Yeah.
Like sticky fingerprints, don't they? So they can So there's stuff that they do, but then the idea is that the other guys are
more experienced. Really skilled. Yeah, I think I like the scene where I think it's the guy which can't speak, I can't remember his name is. He goes in and he comes like he there's like a police officer. He sees him like a normal car. He comes out with like a monster truck, doesn't he?
Yeah, he comes out with
Is that your car? Yeah, it just I just transformed it.
What do you think of all the characters? It's quite like a bit of an ensemble, isn't it?
Yeah, I need to go for the characters again.
So you've got Memphis, who's the main guy.
Yeah.
Nicholas Cage.
Nicholas Cage.
You've got Kip. You've got Sway, who's the girl.
Yeah, I remember her, yeah.
Which
is a love interest slash love, yeah.
Then you've got the guy's team is basically a guy called Toby Tumbler. I can't remember what the other two are called. I haven't wrote it down. They mustn't have come up on the list. And then you've got Memphis's team is Halliwell, who's the older guy. You've got Atlee, who's the guy who wears like a leather jacket, but it's like a go-between the two bosses. You've got Sphinx, who doesn't talk. You've got Astrakhy, who's the driving instructor.
Yeah, I like the ending a lot because I like how, this is just a little detail, like one of the gorillas like a car hood. Do you know that sort of thing? So I like when he confronts the bad guy and he has like a bat, doesn't he? And he just destroys the furniture. He's like, no, that furniture was made up for the queen or something. Like,
isn't it for the queen?
No, he says something like dramatic. It's just so funny.
Yeah, because he likes making things with wood because he says it's better than metal and cars and stuff.
Even though it's probably going to be a lot more flammable, it could easily kill you.
Yeah, but he likes it because you can make things out of it.
You can make things out of metal. You can make plenty.
You can't shape it in the same way as wood. You can't shape it in the same way as wood.
True. I like Lego. I can make anything out of Lego. I tried.
Is there a car that you'd want from the film?
I'm not a big car person.
I know, but is there a car that you'd want? Is it the one he gets at the end? Because that's the best car in it.
Yeah, I don't know.
It purrs.
True, like, I do like it. I like the interior.
Interior.
Of it, it's like purple black, isn't it? Or like the car where him and a girl find, it's like red car, we like that one.
Is it pink?
Is it pink? Yeah, it's pink or red or some colour.
Oh, where she puts her lipstick on.
Yeah.
So that's a very famous actress called Angelina Jolie.
Is it?
She's actually, in this film, she's meant to be Memphis's love interest, but in real life, she was closer to Kip's age. I think she's only like 2 years difference. I think she's actually younger than we get the one who plays Kip. It's quite good how she's actually just as skilled, if not more, for most skilled at stealing the cars.
Yeah.
And yeah, but have you noticed how different cars, they have different ways of starting the engine. Some of them it's like messing with wires, some of them it's breaking the lock, some of them it's something to do with the battery.
Yeah, it's like,
and it's how they know all these little ways of,
yeah.
It's quite clever, the black light thing as well, where they write an ultraviolet pen on the wall and then use a black light to highlight.
I think I have a black light at mum somewhere. I have black light pens. So I can be writing messages all
over. No, you will not write on the walls.
Just write on the script, like in your little notebook. Done.
I wasn't sure if you'd enjoy this.
Same, because I don't. But I really, really don't.
No, but when you were watching it, I wasn't sure if you were enjoying it.
Can you not tell? Usually you can tell in the first couple of minutes, can't you?
Yeah, but it's one of those films where it could have been
either way, I guess. Yeah, with me, you could tell because I usually lie up more. If I usually like staring at the TV more, usually I'm like looking around. But usually, I think if I'm like still up properly, I'm staring at it. I usually really like it. It's a way to tell. I think because me and Dad watch so many films, I've now become a really nitpicky thing, and Dan now notices every little movie that I make.
I mean, do you want to rate this foot now? Scoring system is 5 stars out of 5, so it's 5, it's out of 5, so it's 1 star is don't watch it, 2 is maybe watch it if it's on but I wouldn't recommend it, 3 is recommendation, 4 is a great film, and 5 is as good as you're going to get in that type of genre. So what would you rate this?
I think it's a solid 4.4.
That's high, I didn't expect you to rate it that high at all.
It's, yeah, a nice solid
film. I'm only rating it 3.5.
Really?
I think it's good, I don't think it's a 4 star film.
It's solid 4.42, that's not bad either.
You say 4.4, didn't you?
Solid 4.4.
Which gives it
Okay.
Well, this is where we, because we now round up, we don't use 1.6s and stuff. Because we don't do like 1.65 or even that. So it is.
See, we can't tell Dad did very well in maths.
Right, so it actually rounds it up to a 4-star film. So it's closer to yours.
That's fine.
Yeah, so we're going to the dead number now. We either go 2.2 or 2.3. We'd either go like 2.25 something. I just need to change them all for it.
I don't really care. I don't really look at the scores. That's why the website doesn't have the most recent scores. So.
I haven't updated for a while, actually.
I think it's very difficult to find the website, I've got to admit, because every time you search up When Harry Met Movie, it comes up When Harry Met Movie, Sally Reviews, so you just have to put podcast in. That's just a little tip, because I've tried to search it up.
That score puts it with Deadpool, National Treasure,
seems
Matrix,
right.
Braveheart.
Seems right, yeah. Can't wait for Deadpool 3.
Randomly, Spice World, the movie.
Have you found the DVD of it yet?
No, I haven't looked at it, to be honest.
See, I feel like Dad's just purposely not looking for it.
No, it's just I haven't looked.
Have you got a Deadpool DVD?
Yeah, I think so, haven't I? I haven't got the last few films in this collection because I'm getting them flat decorated. I need to take all the films off the shelf, so there's no point in putting more ones up there. Well, that's a 4-star film, so it's a recommendation. Our current... Ooh, this is interesting. Our current... Next thing is the quiz section where we are currently doing the Harry Potter quiz, where Harry will ask questions and I will ask questions.
But next month it shall be Disney Pixar. I love how you deal in like this.
And it is just a random.
Oh, it's changed.
First, we've got 8 questions. So, do you want to ask away?
Do you want your shame secret ones or prison ask one on first? Okay. What is Ron Weasley terrified of?
Spiders.
Okay. This serpent is a symbol of which Hogwarts house?
A serpent?
Yeah, like snake, yeah.
Slytherin.
Yeah, I was about to say you're Slytherin, so you should know this. The ghost of nearly headless Nick is found petrified along with Hogwarts student.
Which Hogwarts student?
Yeah.
Ooh, at that point.
It begins with J, and I can't even say it.
Isn't it the photo lad?
Yeah, no, is it? Justin...
Justin Fletcher?
Yeah, Justin Fletcher. Is that right?
Is it Fletcher?
So I'm trying to clock it for Dad. Not just...
Justin Finch Fletchley.
Yeah.
No, I don't get that.
Right. Harry takes a sheet of paper from which student Petrine hand in for hospital wing?
Hermione.
Okay. Do you want to do one of mine then?
If you want.
Yeah?
He was discovered to be a little south of Sheffield, circling a chimney stack.
What?
He was described to be a little south of Sheffield, circling a chimney stack.
A bird? Like.
No.
Oh yeah.
What colour cat is Crookshanks?
Orange. It's a ginger.
On their trip to Hogwarts, who shares a compartment on the Hogwarts Express with Harry, Ron and Hermione?
Lupin, my favourite.
On the Hogwarts Express, Harry is attacked by what creature?
Dementor.
Okay, so that's 3-3.
Okay. We're in Prison Azkaban, are you?
Yours are all Prison Azkaban, so go.
Okay. Which spell does Harry Potter practice between his bed sheets at his aunt and uncle house?
Is it Luminous?
Yeah, Luminous Maximus. The wrong year's the last name. And then that's your own. What's the name of Aunt Marge's dog?
No, I've no idea.
Ripley.
I wouldn't have got that.
Which bus picks up Harry while he is stuck? Yeah, thanks. I was studying for that one. After leaving the Dursley's house, Harry Potter goes to which establishment?
Leaky Cauldron?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if that's what it was referencing. I assumed it was. But...
Yeah, it's the begin. I think they go from beginning, middle, and end, I'm pretty sure.
During the start of term feast at Hogwarts, what creatures are the choir members holding?
Fox.
Toads, but I'll give it you.
Yeah, toads are not.
Who tries to break a wine glass with her voice?
The fat lady.
Which professor at Hogwarts wears lots of bracelets and large glasses?
Trolley. I don't think I said.
Which book does Hagrid ask for students of his class to open?
Is it Monster Book or is it something like that?
I need
it?
A proper title. You can't give
oh, sure.
You can't say a Monster Book because that's not what it is. Be close, very close.
Mistook a month now.
No, no. That bit's right for Monster Book, but it's something.
Of Wicked Monsters, no.
I'll give it, yeah, it's not Wicked Monsters, but it's for Monster Book of Monsters.
Oh.
That's what I need. I need at least to have that bit at the end. So, based on going 6 or 7, if he decides to do his thing.
He won that then.
You did, you got it. You got
7 out of.
Well, I got 6.
Yeah. I'm good at this. You're what?
So, we're going to do. Gone in 60 seconds, we're going to do something similar.
Okay, I'll go in 60 seconds, I'll be back in 60 seconds.
Where we are going to do a category each, and we have to name as many things in that category as you can in 60 seconds. So this, the first category is movie heroes. Now, Harry gets to go first, and I can't repeat any of the ones.
Do I need to know the actor's name, or just
him? No, just the characters. It's okay. Not about the actors, it's about the characters. Because if we did actors, I would walk it, wouldn't I?
Yeah, all I know is I'm Tom Holland.
So, you ready?
Yeah.
Go.
Spider-Man, Miles Morales, Superman, Batman, Robin, Alfred.
Is Alfred a hero?
Yeah. Harry Potter, Hermione, Ron, you can count. Luke Skywalker, Obi-Wan Kenobi, the battle droid, Snake...
No, Battle Droids.
Okay, fine.
No.
The Clone Troopers.
No.
Do that count now?
No, because they can end up killing the Jedi.
Oh, fine. Yoda. Mace Windu. What were characters? Oh my god, my brain's actually gone. I don't like timers. Wallace? Yeah.
Oh, Braveheart?
Yes. Thank you. Frodo, Sam, Mary, Pippet.
I think you've got to stop naming the backup characters, it's got to be the heroes.
Gandalf.
You have 18.
I'm so good at that. See, I don't like pressure.
Ready? So I'll go, yeah?
Can I time you? Thanks.
Just press start.
1 minute, ready? Yeah. Set. Go.
Captain America, Iron Man.
Fudge.
Four.
I stumped you.
Jason, out of Jason and the Argonauts. Marty McFly. My god. Your mind goes blank, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Ripley.
Damn it.
Sarah Connor.
Freddie.
Your mind goes so blank.
I told you, if I don't like it.
20
seconds.
Mikey at the Goonies.
It's not
Indiana funny. Jones. James Bond.
20 seconds left. 20 seconds left. And it's to psych you out.
Wolverine.
This really obvious one. Give it a D.
Shh, you put me off now.
10. 9.
Oh, you beat me.
Deadpool's one.
He's not, he's an anti-villain.
Dismissed.
I got 11, you got 18. Should you do one more category?
Yeah.
Do you want to go first? I think it's best you go first.
Yeah, because I don't know as many.
You were saying but with villains.
Can Deadpool count in this then?
No.
Fudge.
Ready?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of villains now.
Go.
Sauron, the Ring Bearers, they count, do they?
No.
Dementors. Voldemort, Bellatrix. Ooh, who else is a villain? Oh no! Lex Luthor, the Riddler, Clayface, the Redface.
Who's Redface?
Red Skull, hang on. Loki, is he a villain?
Yeah, I keep going.
Red Hulk.
Gotta keep these to films, by the way.
Is he not a film? Magneto, Mystique, Frodo. Voldemort.
Said him.
Darth Vader. I just don't know how to... Stormtroopers. Alpha Palpatine. And Lightning Guy. I don't know what his name is. Alpha Palpatine.
You got 15.
I'm about to die, aren't I? Ready? Set. Yeah. Go.
Joker. Bane.
Damn it.
Umbridge.
I got a lot of the DC ones, though.
He said Sauron, I'll say Saruman. Smaug.
Who's Smaug?
The dragon.
Oh.
14. 38
seconds.
Lotso. Sid.
You... There.
Syndrome.
Oh, Syndrome, go away. No, go on. 20, almost 20.
Gaston.
Be our guest.
Ursula. Maleficent.
No, go on. It's time to go quicker.
No, go on. Shh. Fagin.
Who's Fagin?
Out of Oliver and Company.
Oh, okay. 9.
Clayton.
Come on.
Jafar.
No, come on.
Scar.
Come on.
15, I agree with you. It's so much harder when you go second, by the way. Because when you go second, it's like...
Do you have any random questions this episode, or...?
I do have it. We can do one more category if you want.
Yeah.
To see. So far, you're winning one and it's a draw on the other. How about just films?
Films in general? You're going down.
Films? You think you're going to beat me on films?
No, I'm not.
Are they?
Yeah.
Go.
Harry Potter. Harry Potter.
Can't do sequels.
Damn it! Harry Potter, Percy Jackson, Lord of the Rings, Star Wars. No, Star Wars is a bad one. No, yes. Iron Giant, Captain America, Iron Man, Thor, Hulk, X-Men, Fantastic Four, Wall-E, Toy Story, Up. What else is there? Up. Elemental. Turning Red. Wizard of Oz. Fudge my brain. Wizard of Oz. Short Circuit. Beetlejuice. Mrs. Doubtfire. Deadpool. Wolverine. Yeah.
You got 22.
That's not bad. I'm doing good. Ready,
set. 1 second.
No, shut up.
Go. Indiana Jones, Back to the Future, Labyrinth, Princess Bride, Big. Perhaps she's not included. Last Starfighter, Flash Gordon, Snow White, Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty, Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin.
Oh my God.
Oliver and Company, Tarzan.
Okay, you from this.
Hercules, Tangled, Frozen.
You've won this.
I'll stop doing Disney ones if you want.
Shut up. Go away.
Just I'll Train Your Dragon.
Go away.
Land Before Time.
Go away.
K-9, Turn and Hooch.
Don't
Joe vs. Volcano, Chef, Prestige.
I think you can stop here, I think.
Mission Impossible. Men in Black, Independence Day, Bad Boys. Do you want to carry on? Should I just stop now?
No, Carl, I want to see what you can get. 4 seconds, come on.
Scent of a Woman, Good Morning Vietnam.
I think you got like less than me.
35 I got.
Oh, shut up.
You got 22.
Don't like you.
And I couldn't repeat what you said.
Don't like you, just don't like you.
So that was a draw overall, though. That was fun, huh?
Yeah.
But yes, so that's just our kind of 60 seconds. Maybe if you have a Pixar month. We'll do one of those where we do some. It's just got to be Disney and Pixar based. The questions are so have a think of Disney and Pixar characters and stuff like that.
Don't like you.
It was fun, that.
No, it wasn't. Pressure. Peer pressure.
Thanks a lot for everyone that listens and supports the podcast. This is the last episode of March for us to go out. Next month is a Pixar month. We will actually be in Disneyland Paris during some of this. So
I'll be getting my braces on some days.
Have your rest of your teeth out this week.
I know. I don't forget
and
that.
And I'll have your braces after we come back from Disneyland.
after my birthday.
Yeah, it's like the 18th or something like that.
2 days.
But, yes, thanks everyone for listening and supporting the podcast on my YouTube channel. Anyone got any suggestions for any little questions or any films we should do? Or anyone wants to be a guest? I've been a guest for a while. September, I think it was. If you want to drop us a message on...
If you want to have been on the podcast, I want to return, you can.
And follow us everywhere on When Harry Met Movies on all social media. Thanks for that.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.